It's 10 o'clock. Let's start. We're going to sing some Christmas hymns today. We're going to start with one, a good warm-up that I think many of you know, number 268. And let's stand and do 1, 3, 4, and 5. 268, 1, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, you may have a seat. And since it's finals week and your brains are really working hard, right? Sure. Turn to 118. You notice a few things if you look at the pedigree of the hymn. The text itself was written by a man by the name of Johann Rist. You see the years he lived. He didn't live at the same time as Martin Luther. He was in a generation or two later. And at that time, the Lutheran Church was, of course, producing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of texts. It's so hard to imagine editing a hymn book and having to include Christmas hymns. There are just so many from so many different cultures and so many different parts of the world. We rely very heavily on the English tradition, and then, of course, on the German and Scandinavian Lutheran traditions. This is an example of one of those that comes to us from the German chorale tradition. And you see, it's harmonized by our good friend J.S. Bach. And for him, the way his brain worked, Every day was finals week, all crammed up into one place. And so what he would do sometimes is he would take these melodies that had been around in the church for a while, and he'd add his own very, very special touch, which was all about the harmony. And you see, it is, yeah, it's a long hymn. You've got two, it's a two, one of those two pagers, but at least this one doesn't go on to the next page. We have some of those. The harmonization comes from one of his classic compositions that we now refer to as the Christmas Oratorio. What the Christmas Oratorio really is a whole bunch of cantatas that get glommed together today in performance. But in his lifetime, they were performed on the various festivals associated with Christmas. Christmas Day, a couple, and then there's the next day of Christmas and the next day of Christmas, and then New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, so that it all gets spread out. But this is one of those chorale settings from that. And if you don't know it, you're going to know it, I hope, by the time we leave here today. One thing to notice, let's look at the second page first. Always start at the end and work back. This is the day. Don't sing it yet. And you see, especially on that second line, how it has that beautiful, beautiful climax on the E-flat. So sopranos and tenors, take that away when you have the chance. Let's all start singing This Is the Day. Two, three. Yeah, the E-flat was very, very nice. Now, let's try just the opening phrase, because a lot of our chorales especially have this pattern of the melody shows up, then it's repeated. So it's sort of self-teaching. But then when you get further on, then it really likes to go far afield. So here we go. Start right on Arise, two, three. The whole first stanza. You can still stay in your seats. First stanza, two, and. Now let's stand up and do stanza two. One, two, three. Thank you. Yes, you can be seated now. And if you actually do a YouTube search of that text, "Break forth, O beauteous heavenly light," you'll find hundreds and hundreds of recordings. Now let's do stanza 3, which is, again, a little bit more subjective now. This is a relationship between you and baby Jesus. 2 and. And stanza 4, please. 2 and. Have a seat, please. Turn now to 126. Since you worked so hard on that one, this is going to be your instant A. Okay? So, God rest you, merry gentlemen, and let's stand up and raise the roof and make the sun come out. That would be nice today. Just a sec. Got to make sure this doesn't go flying on me.
Thank you.
Thank you all very, very much. Have a wonderful day. For those of you that are going to be traveling shortly, we pray that God's angel will go with you and protect you. And don't go if there's ice on the highway. There's plenty of turkey when you get home. Have a wonderful morning.